Network. Don't forget, folks, to get our article at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Obama is establishing an executive dictatorship. This is really happening. It's all the proof's there. We're searching the term Obama dictatorship to try to make it number one on Google. Going back to Stefan Molyneux, we only got 5 minutes left right now. Let's talk to Sean in Wyoming. Sean, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I just want to say thank you for waking me up. I'm honored to be on your show, and I speak for the majority of the American people when I say we're sick of it. I'm tired of this.
Testify, brother.
Everything that is controlled. I mean, let me give you a little background on myself. I'm going to college this fall to be a personal trainer / physical education teacher, and I've been trying to get food that is good for me, and it's not nowhere to be found.
Not Alcana tomatoes.
Oh yeah, the farms around America has been.
Stefan, we got another one of these people doesn't want to eat GMO.
Yep, I don't want to eat GMO. I don't want to eat none of that. I shop at
terrorist.
National grocers. They claim to be grass fed beef. I don't even know if it really is.
Your call. I understand your anger, Stefan. It's good that folks are getting angry because that's the first step in getting woken up.
Absolutely. You know, the fight or flight mechanism, if we can tamp down the flight and focus on the fight, I think that's a good use of adrenaline these days.
Well done, Lord Molyneux. Let's go ahead and talk to George in Connecticut. You're on the air, my friend.
Good to speak to you again. I heard some people talking over on a Sunday show on WABC in New York area coming into my state, Connecticut. And I couldn't believe it. It almost sounded like your hardcore show. I mean, you're bleeding over to a lot of different networks. You're beating their tail off. Now they can no longer keep it quiet.
I think it's more than that. People have been managed in the narrative of a little tight left-right box that the social engineers like Curl Quigley wrote about. Once I don't show people the truth. I show folks there's a bigger world. And get them to take their own blinders off, and then they see it. Stefan, comments.
Well, if you put something in someone's food that continually makes them fat, you know, like corn syrup or whatever, this sort of stuff, then they may not believe you for a while because it's like, oh, this tastes good. I like it. But eventually, when they look down and they can't see, let's say, their toes, for want of a better word, if they look down and they can't see their toes because their gut is so big, at that point, they may believe you. Because if you don't believe the reason and the arguments and the evidence ahead of time, you then have to accept the evidence after the fact. And the fact that the system is breaking down so badly is proof that it's immoral at its core. And so people who didn't accept the moral arguments now are seeing the terrible
effects
of violence. And that's, I think, enough to shore up our moral arguments.
I want to get one last caller in. But, George, what were they talking about on WABC?
Oh, they were talking everything from the Federal Reserve to the way of being raped and how they're going to be raping Social Security. I heard it on several different shows. This ABC was the biggest because they're one of the biggest networks.
WABC. Appreciate the call. Let's talk to Lee in Minnesota. You'll be our tail gunner with Stefan Molyneux today. Go ahead. Hit us and hit us hard.
Alex, Stephen, I would like to ask both of you quickly today, and maybe you could get into this more, Alex, tomorrow or the next day, about particularly what they're talking about with the 14th Amendment, because I believe, Stephen, that things are already dead and that they will invoke this this clause, from 1868?
Yeah, I saw all this weird, creepy, he's going to be like Abraham Lincoln, you watch stuff, even in the campaign, and they're now trying to invoke it. I appreciate your call. Stefan Molyneux, what do you think of that?
Okay, remind me about the 14th Amendment.
Well, I mean, they're now announcing the president can basically be a dictator.
Oh, yeah, but what do you mean can be a dictator? He's already been a dictator for quite some time. I mean, there was somebody who asked Nancy Pelosi, some reporter asked Nancy Pelosi prior to Obamacare, he said, what aspect of the Constitution allows the federal government to mandate health insurance for Americans? And she just looked at him like he was speaking Martian out of his armpit, because it's like, what on earth would the Constitution have to do with that?
We're out of time, Stefan, but I want to go out here with you with a war growl. Let's stop the flight. Let's get the fight going. Do it with me on three. One, two, three. Ah! Cut back to him, yeah. Well, let's give us another one. I want to see you. Ah, come on, Stefan. Ah! Wake up, folks. Wake up, fight back. See you. you back tomorrow live. Spread the word about the transmission. Thank you, Stephen. Great job, crew.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Report with our top story today coming out in T-minus 1 hour at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I stayed up late last night doing more research to confirm the pattern, and we've got two special video reports that will also be in the article going up at Infowars.com, Obama establishing dictatorship. Now, I want to be clear here. The executive branch has been eroding the power of not just the states, but of the legislative, that's the Congress, as well as the courts. But to a certain extent, the executive has teamed up with the courts in their war against the Bill of Rights, Constitution, and Declaration of Independence. And so this is a dictatorship of the bureaucracy and special interests that finance and control elected representatives. And they have been enshrining in the presidency what other oligarchies have done throughout history in every culture. Mesoamerican, Chinese, Japanese, African, Middle Eastern, Roman, Byzantine, before that Greek, Persian. It goes on and on and on. That's why oligarchies like kings or dictators or strong men, Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor at Georgetown, head of political science, who wrote the 1,000-page book Tragedy and Hope, only 1,000 copies printed for the State Department and CIA, so that they could understand that the left-right paradigm was fraudulent. In fact, I meant to pull up this morning. Will you pull up Carol Quigley quote on how both parties are controlled? And to get into the specifics of the quote, you know, he and the whole book's about this, that both parties should not oppose each other in reality, only on the surface. And so that there would only be degrees of differences within a very narrowly defined spectrum. And that over time, they would be able to transfer power completely into the executive, and that that was the plan of Wall Street controlling Big Pharma, Big Agra, the Pentagon, through global deals and globalism, worldwide standardization of policies to shut down all competition that is not part of the inside coterie of globalists. And you can see that happening today. Of course, because the book was government funded, the plates got out. Well, first, one of the books was attained. Quigley later wrote books about it and admitted, yes, I wrote that for the government. Yes, I was allowed into the private corporate annals that run the government. I believe world government is good. The public is too dumb to be free. We're doing a good thing for you. And he wrote public books like the Anglo-American Establishment and others. But this is a fact that this is how the world works. You can read the books written by Barry Goldwater, where he publicly exposed this corporate fascist, corporatist system that's the opposite of free market, and what he called crony capitalism, which listeners have pointed out, and I agree with them, should be called crony collectivism or elite-sponsored crony collectivism. Okay? Now, the big news today is that Obama is accelerating the process, and it's hidden in plain view, of the executive completely disregarding Congress. Ron Paul, a month ago, gave a speech titled "The Last Nail in the Republic's Coffin," and he said, if they're able to continue this war in Libya, then we were 2+ months in, now we're 3.5 months in, if they're able to continue this war in Libya, and Congress has filed lawsuits on Obama. They have said, you've got to come to us for authorization. We'll even give you authorization. We love war. We're totally corrupt. Remember, we launched all these other wars before you. We're bought and paid for by the same people. Just we want to maintain and be relevant. Or why will big defense contractors even finance our campaigns to be their slaves if you run everything? Now, we want some of the power here at the mafia table. And Obama said, listen, I don't need you. Let me reissue a letter. I'm doing this for the credibility of the UN. That's a quote. I don't need to talk to you. I'll do whatever I want. That is what Caesar did when he began to take control of the Roman legions without senatorial authorization in the Roman Empire 2,000 plus years ago. That is what they did, what 2,040 years ago. So that's what he did. That's taught in any mainline history. That's tyranny. That's tyrannous. You read about third world dictators in Latin America, Africa, Eastern Europe, Asia, who will get elected and then start dissolving the power of the parliament. They keep the parliament or the Congress there. But basically, anybody that doesn't go along with it ends up having dying in plane crashes or being arrested for corruption. Saddam Hussein did the same thing when the U.S. put him in as the head of the Ba'athist Party in 1979. This is how it's all done. We've been through this thousands of times throughout history. They found the Quigley quote. Please put it on screen. The argument that the two parties should represent opposed ideas and policies, one perhaps of the right and the other of the left, is a foolish idea, acceptable only to the doctrinaire or doctrinaire and academic thinkers. Instead, the two parties should be almost identical so that the American people can throw the rascals out at any election without leading to any profound or extensive shifts in policy. Source, Tragedy and Hope. 1968, written for the Department of State to be delivered to high-level CIA section chiefs so they could understand what they were doing. Over 1,000 pages. I suggest you read it. and what first in the early 70s one leaked. Patriotic groups got it, made a few thousand copies. Then later, plates were stolen. There's good patriots on the inside who don't want to be total slaves. You look at your children, you know, that'll wake you up to join the side of light and get you away from darkness. And now there's a whole bunch of publishers that put them out because, it, again, was government-funded, so there's no real copyright. Plus, Quigley didn't want to make a stink out of it because that would then bring attention to it. This is a manual on how to enslave people and make them think they're free. Now, it's been bad since the killing of Kennedy with the executive grabbing power. And again, it's the bureaucracy. And if you look at all the major agencies, they're a revolving door of the former CEOs, presidents, top vice presidents, people, the top 10 layers or more in every major Fortune 100 company. They rotate in and out of every federal agency, every federal bureaucracy. That's why the healthcare laws written by the insurance companies on record to rip everybody off. The carbon tax laws written by big oil to then shut down their competition. That's why Big Agra openly writes the Food Safety Acts to where they're exempt from everything, but small farms are literally SWAT team for no reason, and you can't bake your neighbor a strawberry pie. Literally. This is total bondage to shut you down. What do you expect these mega corporations to do? They're ruthless. They're hyper-competitive. They're non-free market. They want, what did the founder of the Rockefeller dynasty say? Competition is a sin. He wrote that in his own autobiography. Competition is a sin of the monopolist. We're fighting monopolist, monopolist. We're not fighting communist. We're not fighting socialist. We're fighting monopolist who we've been falsely taught in school that fascism is the opposite of communism. No, it is true communism. And that's why, what, 10 years ago, the Chinese president, BBC headline, Chinese communism is the greatest expression of capitalism. And the article made fun of him. No, no, that was veritas. That was the essence of truth. Chinese communism, according to the model of capitalism that isn't free market that we have, because they interchange labels, this crony capitalism, this crony collectivism, Chinese communism is the greatest expression. The top generals, the top families, the million or so party officials of the billion and a half people in China, they own and run everything, and they are just billionaires wallowing in palaces while the people starve to death. That is communism. Under the Russians, communism, giant villas, racehorses, hundreds of mistresses, total gods in the inner party, in the Duma. Absolute rulers, total control, working with Arm and Hammer, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, building all the big plants. That is, see, they tell you communism exists. They tell you the answer to the bankers, the answer to the robber barons, the answer to the corruption. It's everything you've been taught's a lie, folks. All the terms are scrambled. It's all hiding there in plain view. You're taught you fight the bankers by getting a red flag and going out and calling for communism. All the big billionaires right now calling for the carbon taxes when they have giant yachts and private trains and helicopters and dozens of palaces and homes, trillions of dollars in the aggregate that they control, hundreds and hundreds of billions in their war chest individually. Bill Gates is not the richest man, ladies and gentlemen. He's mid-level new nouveau riche brought into the fold because his dad was a top eugenicist and a top intelligence officer who they really appreciate his human phobia. You got homophobia, human phobia, their hatred of humanity, their cold-bloodedness. The globalist and DARPA had to control all the new big computer companies. They couldn't have IBM own them all because of trust laws being semi-enforced at that time. So they created fake groups like Google, like Microsoft, like Yahoo. Now, all admitted, as I told you over a decade ago, now totally admitted government created all of it, government run. But the profits are then shuttled to those key families. Now, so the essence of this is consolidation. And now under Obama, it was like they were an SR-71 Blackbird that was already going Mach 2 towards total executive power, the abolition of the Constitution, the separation of powers, the Congress being rendered servile, vestigial, ceremonial, a archaic vestige, scrap of what it was. Now they have gone up to Mach 5 in the SR-71 Blackbird. Darren.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Oh, they've done a bad, bad thing. Okay. Let me break this down. Coming up next hour at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, the big report that Paul Watson and I have been working on since last night is going up with the videos that I've already shot that are on the Alex Jones YouTube channel. Obama establishing dictatorship is one of them. And then if you expand, there's another Obama attempting to set up dictatorship. I shot two different videos. Now, understand, people are going to say, oh, you said that was happening under Bush. You said it was happening under Obama. Now, I've always been clear. They are transferring power to the federal government. They are destroying the republic. They are destroying checks and balances with Homeland Security, TSA, destroying 10th Amendment rights. Remember, I told you 8 years ago TSA would start being on the streets because I watched them on C-SPAN say that was their plan. And to buy or sell or have a job, you'll have TSA authorization on your ID card. To buy a gun, you'll have authorization. What did Obama announce on Friday? We now have the details from even the NRA's own website, and the Huffington Post praises it. Obama to sign an executive order and to do what Rahm Emanuel, we have that in our video reports, called for when he was a congressman and then as a chief of staff, a no-fly, no-buy. That was always the plan. I saw under Ridge, this isn't just Obama, folks. They were talking about this 8 years ago on C-SPAN with the TSA and Governor Ridge. And I've since pulled up the original transcripts and articles and proven all that. So they're telling us what they're going to do. And the Huffington Post, in an article, Obama to unveil gun control reforms in near future, the White House spokesman says that, don't worry, this is stuff we can all agree on. That's mind control. We can all agree I'm going to come to your house and you're going to sign the deed over for nothing to me. We all agree I'm going to come over to your house and you're going to give your model wife to me, Bob. We all agree that you're going to give me all your jewelry. We all agree on that. You're like, oh, we all agree. See, it's all a Svengali mind control move, and that's the way they're spinning it. Oh, it's just some reasonable executive order to add some things into the instant check, and not that you're a felon or even a misdemeanor, but that we think you might have mental problems after Jared Lee Loeffner, because there's crazies like him. Now you've all got to give up your rights, and we're going to put you on magic list like no-fly list. And they go on to say, still, executive actions offer something that legislation doesn't. Guaranteed results. Man, getting tough. And as one gun control advocate told the Huffington Post, there are ways to, quote, use these administrative changes to obtain similar results. And he's going to order the attorney general to just restrict more international guns legally being shipped in. Also, they tried last year in Texas, right through to California, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico. Remember telling gun shops, you can only sell one gun now. And they said, but that's not the law. And they said, well, we're telling you because of U.S. guns going into Mexico causing violence. Turns out they were the ones shipping them in. 30,000 guns. Most of the media keep saying 1,800. But if you go to Reuters and the court filings, now this is Reuters, U.S. agents slam gun sting effort on Mexico border. Of the nearly 30,000 firearms recovered in 2010 where gun is possessed, some 70% were determined to have come from the United States, and it turns out most of those from the ATF shipment. So there you go. And the truth is, most of the guns you do find in Mexico that are from the U.S., the normal semi-auto and stuff, that's things that Mexicans get illegally to protect themselves. The cartels are using fully auto, grenade launchers, armored vehicles. Okay? And the people are trying to defend themselves, and, oh, you can't do that. So continuing here, Obama to unveil gun control reforms in the near future. And guess what? He's going the executive route. Obama can't get his internet kill switch passed in cybersecurity. So what have they announced? Earlier this year, they're going ahead with it and the four branches of the military to go ahead and just take over the web and do whatever they want and, quote, set up a new separate internet, as the former head of the CIA, Hayden, said over the weekend, quote, another second internet for government and trusted users to stop hackers. And the Stuxnet worm, which they admit the U.S. and Israel launched. They publicly launch it, admit they launch it tacitly, and then you've got to lose your internet freedom, and you've got to be taxed and have an internet ID and go into this new controlled internet as they shut the old one down because they launched the Stuxnet. They actually say, we've got to do this because of Stuxnet. By the way, we launched it. We shipped the guns in Mexico. We launched the Stuxnet. We staged the Gulf of Tonkin. Ha, ha, ha. We'll do whatever we want. They just caught a CIA guy 2 months ago. That's even in Associated Press now, giving radioactive material to the Taliban in Pakistan, trying to get them to blow stuff up so they could then blame the Pakistani military for it as a pretext to invade those guys. But when we come back, I want to get into all the other ways the executive's power grabbing. Guns, carbon taxes, health care waivers to companies that are insiders, the war, not consulting Congress. I mean, are you getting it? I mean, and Congress people are calling this a dictatorship. That's what it is. Let's call it what it is.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Yeah, Ron Paul, Congressman Nadler, even Senator Franken, Congressman Kucinich, they've all come out and said that a dictatorship of the executive is being set up. Ron Paul called it the last nail in the Republic's coffin. Congressman Nadler, senior Democrat, said that Obama is becoming a king or emperor. But again, we've been wrong all these years about dictatorship and martial law being set up. They're never going to call it dictatorship. They're never going to call it martial law. But when the states and even the Congress tell the president not to do something and he goes ahead and does it and says, I don't need to talk to you, when in the Constitution the Congress is the boss, they're not co-equal. That's a more modern propaganda. And then they've moved to telling you the president's the boss. If you read the Federalist Papers and other founding debates, it's 100% clear. Congress is numero uno. Legislatures are numero uno. They are the lawgivers. Next is the court that checks the law to see that it's constitutional. And next is the minion, and that's the executive. That's the executive that executes, whether it's the governor or whether it's the president, whether it's the mayor, it's the same thing. Now, if you look at what's going on with Obama and the executive, it's crystal clear. Congress controls the purse strings, the power of the purse and the purse strings. The Congress levies war, declares war, launches military actions, or defense of the border. And what has Obama been saying in the last year? He says, I'll launch any war I want, and I don't even need to talk to Congress. He says, I'll set up carbon taxes through the bureaucracy, and I don't care if Congress voted down our carbon taxes 2 years ago and again a year ago. I don't care. I'm going to order the EPA to do it. I don't care if Congress, and that's actually in these articles, the White House frustrated that Congress won't pass more, quote, gun control, that is victim disarmament. Oh, Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. The first gun control laws in this country were enacted after blacks attained their freedom on paper at the end of the Civil War with the Emancipation Proclamation. And the first gun laws were passed from New York State to Kansas to Florida, you name it, that blacks couldn't own guns or that you had to pay a fee to get them. It varied state to state. But the point is the ATF, who had been whiskey regulators, that's why they were so famously corrupt, because they would come shake down your still if you weren't paying, you know, taxes on the local whiskey you were making or moonshine, and they became notoriously corrupt because you could pay them off. They suddenly started enforcing gun laws. Oh, yes. They weren't even called ATF then. They were called Federal Whiskey Tax Assessors and Enforcers, the first federal armed agents outside of the U.S. Cavalry. And here they come. And boy, they'd kick down those black people's doors, and they'd come in there and they'd find that shotgun, and they'd say, boy, you think you're allowed to own a gun? And that gun butt would go right in those teeth. You don't have a shotgun to protect yourself from the Ku Klux Klan when they come a-riding to shoot up your house and burn it down. Because there were cases of black folks getting guns, getting together, and defending themselves. You don't do that. We're going to take your guns. Didn't you read the fine print of the law we passed? This is the type of garbage that we're dealing with and facing. And so he says he's coming out with executive orders and other bureaucratic moves, including putting you on a no-gun buy list when you have no criminal record. And that's been their plan for 3 years, even before they got in office. You know, Emanuel said it as a congressman and then as the chief of staff, and now that's what they're saying they're going to do. And the Huffington Post praises it. They say, wow, we like this executive power. We really, really, really like it. And you notice there's Time Magazine, Newsweek, CNN, all these publications. I covered it a few weeks ago on the 4th of July, demonizing the entire Constitution and saying it's trash, get rid of it. And they've got the CNN host, the rest of them, all, the Council on Foreign Relations, coming out against that evil Constitution with the right to defend yourself, the right to have private property, that your home is your castle, that no one is above the law, fair weights and measures, no indentured servitude, all these horrible things that they demonize 24/7. Say what you want about the Founding Fathers. This was their ideas. It didn't even mean they implemented it all when they got into power. The point is, it's the idea that has flowered and that others looked at and picked up. So continuing here, Obama says he doesn't need Congress to pass cybersecurity. He's just implementing the Internet kill switch and takeover system on his own. The Pentagon now has admitted they've built their own private Internet they're going to force you onto where you have no rights. Associated Press this weekend, as we told you a decade ago, from the Internet to documents that are public. They tell you what they're going to do. That's what's so frustrating. Continuing, what did Obama say over the weekend? But it didn't go over too well. We covered this yesterday. He came out and he said, if the states... Well, that goes back to the Civil War. He said, we will use a clause in the 14th Amendment used against the states and members of the Congress, the federal Congress from the states. If the federal Congress does not raise the debt ceiling to the foreign bankers, this was in AFP, you name it, yesterday. I shot videos on it last night and covered it on the radio show. That if you don't raise the debt ceiling and give more to the bankers that have hijacked the government and have set up this dictatorship of the bureaucracy with the president now, the head criminal, publicly, the figurehead, if you don't do that, we will simply use the powers that the president used during Reconstruction. I guess that'd be Ulysses S. Grant. We will use those powers. And we don't need the Congress. So he doesn't need the Congress to launch new wars in Libya, even when the Pentagon's own lawyers tell him he does. Never before done. He doesn't need the Congress now to raise taxes and to get us deeper into debt, according to them. Of course, the Congress controls the purse strings. They don't care. He doesn't need the Congress to pass a law for carbon taxes. He doesn't need the Congress to pass a law on any of these things. They're just going to do it. And he doesn't need the states anymore. Why even have states? Because he set up the 10 governors in the Governor's Council. Bush started this. Cheney was the main guy who said he was above the law in a separate branch of government. I remember that. A fourth branch of government, he claimed, as an executive, which, of course, the constitutional law scholars, everybody laughed at, but he still operated that way. This started under Bush, and then Obama signed the order and got it into place where we don't talk to the 50 governors and the elected legislatures. No, we now have a 10 governor council that the president picks that are his little lapdogs that sit over each of the 10 FEMA regions set up in 1979 that we told you that's what FEMA was for. Because it came out in 86 in Rex 84 hearings in Congress. We played the clips that FEMA was set up to be a martial law takeover system over the states. And then in 2007, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act openly said, we're setting this up to use the U.S. military against states if governors or legislatures don't follow orders. It actually says it and funded the entire Defense Department setup and NORTHCOM, which was already set up but empowered in 2007, to actually be the receivership arm over the states, and now they have the 10 FEMA regions with the 10 governors over it. But wait, there's more. Now the feds, writing laws to shut down small farms and ranches, are going to come in with money to buy off the locals and set up the, quote, aid agencies as their policies bankrupt you to pose as the good guys and then spy on rural communities. Get this, you don't believe me, I played Fox News even reporting it. CNN reported it and said how good it was. CIA, FBI, Defense Intelligence, regular Army, Homeland Security, and Viper TSA teams in your cornfields. Rural councils. I don't need a Congress. I don't need states. Launching wars. I don't need Congress. Carbon taxes. I don't need Congress. Gun control. I don't need Congress. 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 Why have a stinking Congress? If we let this continue, pretty soon it'll be, Alex Jones claims that we used to have a Congress. That Alex Jones claims cows were once fed grass. That Alex Jones claims that women once breastfed their children. Alex Jones claims that birds once flew. Alex Jones claims that once we could own guns. How ridiculous. Alex Jones claims we once could drive our own cars and they weren't remote controlled and controlled by the NSA and Google. Oh, yeah. Arizona just passed a law to start having the Google cars drive themselves on the road. There goes your job. That gives the globalist total control. Alex Jones claims once the military actually fought wars instead of robots and drones. See, this is their world where everything is taken over. Alex Jones claims once women had children vaginally. Everybody knows that a stork came and cut women open, that they were always born by cesarean section. Now more than half the children in this country are born by cesarean section, and they're now threatening women that they won't have it. They're taking control of the entire human biological operation. All right, we're going to a guest here in a moment with some big breaking news, but I'm going to be covering this more next hour. We got Dr. Jerome Corsi coming up with the latest on the birth certificate for about 20, 30 minutes. Then I'm getting into this big issue and all the other news. But it's here. And they call tyranny liberty. They're not going to call it martial law or dictatorship of the puppet president under the bankers. Banker occupation. Bankster occupation. They're not going to call it that. They're going to call new wars peace actions. You see, everything's upside down. Up is down, down is up, black is white is black, 2 plus 2 equals whatever they say it equals. And if you say 2 plus 2 equals 4, you're a conspiracy theorist. If you don't like being groped, they now call you a conspiracy theorist by the TSA. On record. You read George Orwell where he's torturing Winston. O'Brien is the inner party member, and he's torturing him for months. And he finally says, now what is 2 plus 2 equal? And he sees 5, 10, 20. He goes, I don't know, whatever you say. It's all blurred. And he can't think anymore. And he goes, now you're cured, I'm releasing you. And Winston's waiting for execution, but he's been released to the Chestnut Cafe to drink synthetic gin. And he hears propaganda on the news that Big Brother's just won a big victory. He even guesses what the lies are going to be, knows it's a lie, but still loves it and accepts it and can't wait to be killed. That's how the book ends. And that's the general public. They love it. They love it. They love it. They love it. And they're going to get it. Don't worry. You want to get hurt real bad? Tyranny is here, and it's growing. So that's all coming up. Now, I remember this a few years ago. In fact, we'll try to search it. 4 or 5 years ago, Milwaukee Council proposed martial law, or members of Milwaukee City Council wanted martial law. And there was all this corruption coming out, and so one of them opened their fat mouth about putting the city under martial law in open session that had been discussed behind the scenes. And they're not supposed to call it that, but they've introduced this idea to all the cities, getting them primed for it and how cute and fun it is. Globalist sympathizers have been trained the threat fusion centers everywhere for the full takedown of America by the criminals that have hijacked D.C. Now, we covered last week Jennifer Jones, who runs a local newspaper in Quartzsite, where she got up in her three-minute communication. They didn't want her discussing the fact that they just passed an illegal tax. And so they ordered the police to arrest her. And the mayor said she's allowed to speak. It's her communication. She's being very polite. And they said no and arrested her. Now, it's confirmed that a SWAT team was sent to the mayor's house to take him to a secret meeting. Jennifer Jones was there and able to eavesdrop through the door on part of it. The Arizona Central, that's the Arizona Republic, the big paper in Arizona, is reporting Quartzsite official rejects mayor's martial law claim. The mayor says it's martial law, and the media is like, ha, the SWAT team only came and took him. And so it continues here, and we're going to go over this. They had an emergency Sunday session to beef up security. Now, the police chief said months ago that we can't have citizens criticizing us. This will cause a Jared Lee Loeffner. So they're going to use that to fully lock the city down. And there's areas of Arkansas under martial law. The cops even call it that. And you found the Milwaukee. Put that up as we go to Jennifer Jones. Now, there it is. Unraveling the martial law rumor. Press buzz. I remember it was in the Milwaukee News. It goes to the city council member that talked about it. Okay, let's go ahead now and go to Jennifer Jones. Jennifer, we don't have a lot of time. We appreciate you joining us. We're trying to get the mayor on soon. Tell us exactly in a nutshell what happened.
Okay, well, here is as quickly as I can do it, because ironically, I'm in my car on my way to jury duty, of all things. Here's what happened. Sunday about 11:30 in the morning, the police chief and the sergeant was in his tactical gear, showed up at the mayor's house and ordered the mayor to get into the police car and go with him to town hall. The mayor apparently said, town hall's not open on Sunday. I'm not going with you anywhere. And if I go to town hall, I'll take my own car. So he started calling several of us and said, grab your cameras and meet me at town hall. There's something terribly wrong. So we did that, and a handful of us went to town hall. And when we got there, I asked the mayor, well, did you call dispatch to see if the police chief radioed in this call to dispatch and what this is about? So he called dispatch. He asked for the county sheriff. They said the nearest sheriff is in Ehrenberg about, you know, that's about 17, 19 miles away. So they said, it'll be a moment. In the meantime, we'll call the two Quartzsite police officers who are on duty, and that was Officer Rodriguez and Officer Norris. Officer Norris, her sister, is the town clerk.
Okay, so what happened?
We walk up the steps while we're waiting for the police, and they open the door, and Sergeant Frausto in his tactical gear opens the door. You can see this on the video right that's on YouTube. He opens the door. The mayor says, he asks the mayor if he's coming in. He looks. We see all the council, town manager, town attorney, town assistant attorney, every town clerk in there looking very nervous. And he says, I'm not going in there. This is an illegal meeting. So they lock the door. and they held the meeting. The mayor got on the phone, started making phone calls. A local realtor and I stuck our cameras to the glass and photographed this meeting. I stuck my ear to the glass, wherein I heard the police chief make about a 20-minute speech about how the town had been flooded with emails since your show. He blamed it on, I think, the Tea Party is coming to our next council meeting, and it's been on this website, the Daily Poll, and the mayor and Jennifer Jones and Michael Ross are trying to, apparently, he alleged they were trying to incite some kind of a riot. Public safety was in danger. I heard the vice mayor say, I got 500 emails just yesterday. I can't work like this. I'm in fear. We must do something. And then, to my horror, I heard them call for the vote. I heard them unanimously vote for it. I heard the town attorney read it onto the record.
Hold on. For martial law.
To declare a state of emergency in the town of Portside. And that, in the town of Portside, what that means is that the police chief is in charge.
Oh, the guy that in editorials they say is like Jesus. So, what's wrong? The Christ is now in charge. We're not joking, folks. He's referred to as the Christ. We'll be right back. Soon he'll be wearing a golden crown.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Folks, the mayor has now gotten the secret agenda, and it does say emergency, state of emergency, and it's going up on the web. We have the draft of the minutes of the secret council meeting, and the full thing is going up very, very soon. The mayor just got it. The transcript where martial law, civil emergency, was discussed. They talked about comments on the YouTube video of Jennifer Jones on this show. last Friday. They had this emergency meeting Sunday. This is now one of the major reports in the Arizona Republic. Courtside official rejects mayor's martial law claim. Now, I want to get back to what you heard with your ear up against the window. You guys were able to get some audio. You're trying to boost that audio with the camera mic up to the crack in the door. It's very hard to hear, but if you just put it raw on the web, folks can grab it, and there's audio experts that know how to separate it out. But regardless, we now have the agenda, and we're about to get the actual minutes of it. Now, specifically here, you were telling Rob Dew this morning, and clarify this, that they went to the mayor's house with the SWAT team or the people in their tactical gear. Describe what happened there and what else was said, because I'm talking about Obama saying Congress isn't needed for war, gun control, carbon taxes, internet kill switches. That's the big theme today, because it's all coming down right now. And here's this same attitude in Quartzsite, Arizona. So tell us what happened with the mayor.
Well, I've been here about over a decade, and I've never seen any police officers wearing that sort of tactical gear with the big white police letters on the bulletproof vest and things. You can see that in the video of the illegal meeting when he opens the door for the mayor. But apparently they came to the mayor's house, and the police chief and the duty sergeant, and the duty sergeant was wearing the tactical gear. They ordered the mayor to get into their police vehicle and go with them to town hall, and he refused. He said, I know town hall isn't open on a Sunday, and I'm not going anywhere with you. If I go to town hall, I'll take my own vehicle. So he immediately started calling a group of us that he could reach in only a few minutes' time and said, bring your cameras to town hall and meet me there. The police just came to my door and ordered me to town hall. I don't know what's going on. I have no idea what's happening.
Now, again, ordered the mayor, their supposed boss, and a lot of the cops are good folks and have gone public. Some of them are getting in trouble. People at town hall that don't agree with this are being fired. This is lawsuit city here for the type of political discrimination that's going on. The city needs to apologize and back off now. I know they're watching. They need to realize this is not a fight politically. They're going to win by screaming that, you know, that the Daily Poll and people are terrorists, or that we're terrorists. You know, as the police chief months ago said, that you guys, you know, were basically Jared Lee Loeffner for protesting their tax rate hikes. I mean, they need to learn this is what a free republic is all about. But I'll go back to Mayor Nagin. Just came out in his new book and admits now that reportedly Blackwater came day one with guns and said, we're taking over the mayor's office, and he had to kick him out. But the point is, they try this power grab. This is what happens in third world countries where the police and military just take over. This is what Caesar did 2,000 years ago. So the mayor said, I'm not coming with you. What happened next?
Well, he drove in his own vehicle to town hall while he frantically made phone calls, and we made phone calls and rounded up a half a dozen people. When we got to town hall, we saw that the police were parked behind town hall, and we parked in the front parking lot. And I asked the mayor, I said, well, did you check with dispatch? Because dispatch for us runs through the county. Even town calls run, is routed through the
county. Okay, so what happened?
Well, they told him, he asked for a sheriff. He was told the sheriff was about 20 minutes out. He sent two of our Quartzsite police officers, who were fortunately two of the officers who had filed criminal complaints against the chief. So we were happy to see them on duty. They showed up first. Officer Norris was very concerned that her sister was inside the building. Her sister's the town clerk, because her sister was supposed to be out of town. And I still don't know yet if her sister was called and ordered back to take the minutes of this meeting, or if the
police... All right, say they were doing five more minutes than Dr. Corsi's coming up. But there you go, martial law in Arizona.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.